not a bad start to the day. Is you were in Inverell, the Highlander second grade, were able to get the cash up here at Gunnedah against the GBP Cranes, Gunnedah Red Devils. But how's the season been so far for the Inverell Highlanders?
Oh, in a word, interesting, I'd say. Following on for last year, you would have thought that the grand final win in second grade, we would have had huge numbers in reserve grade, but we've actually had to rebuild the side, basically. I think there's only probably four or five players from that squad of 25 last year that were out there just sending that win, and thoroughly deserved to win. The boys have had a difficult start to the season with a couple of forfeits and not much game time, but very happy for them at the moment. Yeah.
And the whole club in first grade as well is not going too bad either?
Not too bad. I mean, there's always room for improvement. We're just sort of feeling our way, I suppose, at this stage of the season. I think this will be a benchmark game, this first grade game against Gunnedah now. I think, you know, if you're getting in, see yourself in the top tier, I think we need to win this one. Yeah. And we'll just keep building from there, because we've got a pretty tough little stanza after that for the next three or four weeks.
And tell us who you're going to get up to. Of course, who have you got next week?
Well, we've got the Moree Weebola Bulls at Inverell as part of it. We're having a 10-year 06 grand final reunion on the same day, so a lot of that old squad's coming back and playing third grade. But as far as first grade goes, you know, we know this is the start of our campaign from here on. And we have, after the long weekend, we have Narrabri at Narrabri, and then shortly after that we have Pirates. So we know what's in front of us. We've got all the ladder leaders from last year still to play, so we know exactly what we have to do.
And what do you want to have in regards to Inverell? You've got 18s and 16s. How are they going in the partnership with Armidale?
Yeah, the 18s unfortunately aren't going. We got pretty well cleaned out by the rugby league, but the 16s partnership, as you mentioned, is going very well. We're very happy with that. Some handy footballers from Armidale, and they've got a good attitude, and they're slowly building numbers. And the boys, they haven't got a win up yet, an official win, but they've been scoring some good tries, and they're very happy as a group, so we're very happy with that partnership with Armidale Blues and 16s.
Yeah. Rugby league is paying the players now $50-$100 a game to go and play 18s with the Hawks?
Oh, well, we won't get into that, but they're offering incentives, yeah. Let's leave it at that, but yeah. It's affecting all our grades, actually. We recently lost a first grader, but we battle on. All the boys, we've got a particularly good vibe in the group this year. All the boys we do have, we're basically a local team this year. And we've only got Scotty Houston, the ex-Scottish guy, is almost a local. He's on a work visa now. So a local group of boys, and the camaraderie and the vibe in the group, as I said, is very good. So we're very happy with that.
Yeah. Aussie Rules has under 16s as well. Do they sort of cross over with your kids, or is it one of those things where Aussie Rules is going to get stronger, or is it just simply because they've had so much success they've been able to keep their group together with imports coming in here and there?
It's a good question. I think the AFL, what the AFL's got going for them is that they're very well promoted, and the AFL itself's been very much behind getting the 16s going and getting some players up, and I think some players of note came up not long ago to Inverell, had a kick around with the boys, and I think that's basically how they kicked off that under 16 side. So we look in envy at that sort of thing, but there is a bit of a crossover there. There are some guys there that would be playing with us definitely if they weren't playing with AFL for the 16s. So.
Well, one of the good things about playing Aussie Rules is you improve your kicking, and that can be something that you're better for rugby, but that's one of the great challenges now is for New South Wales rugby now. You've got your boy there, Tommy, and you've got a few others there, Kath being the development officers. That should be able to kick in and help you blokes out, develop the skills in that area. But also now we need to see the Waratahs and the AU bring up some of those elite players as well, like Curtly Beals out for 6 months, so you can come up and have a bit of a stretch.
Oh, look, I agree entirely, Wixie. We often talk about this, don't we? Yeah, but as far as the development officers go, there's been a much greater presence this year, and that's because, you know, Walshy actually has a few helpers and getting around, and they are doing a lot of work, putting a lot of work in there, and we've had a good share of that up at Inverell. But, you know, with those elusive Waratahs players, I'd love to see it happen. If they came to Inverell and came to a training or whatever it was, it would mean a lot to the club.
Yeah. Finally, of course, you've got had the juniors in your area last weekend, of course. How's Rowan and everybody there doing with the juniors this year?
Yeah, they're going well. They thought they might be down a little bit on numbers this year, but in fact, I think their numbers are up on last year, so they're rolling along. As I always say, they've got a very good group. They have their Inverell Carnival tomorrow. And
thanks for your time, Pete. We wish you all the best moving forward as the El Presidente of the Inverell Highlanders. If you want to follow them online, just go to inverellhighlanders.org.au.